Hey, it's the podcast, the after show. When's Nikki coming back?
I'm not sure if it's tomorrow or tomorrow's when she gets back, okay, and then she gets back Thursday. But have you seen her pictures on Facebook?
I have not really been paying attention.
Oh, Michigan is just where she's at is so beautiful. Yeah. You don't realize how beautiful certain parts of Michigan are, but some of that water is so picturesque.
I have
it's gorgeous.
Friends who live on Lake Michigan, and they talk about how lovely it is.
It is. It's beautiful. Yeah. I forget like how pretty Michigan can be in certain parts because I didn't live near the lakes.
The water.
Not at all, Tony.
Yeah, I know. So babies have hit songs that they like too.
Really?
And it doesn't matter who sings them. They like certain songs. You know, I'm sure that you've given them a pattern. Like you sing a certain song to a baby. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter who sings it, but they have their own hits.
That's interesting. And do you remember, like, in the car, they'd bop their heads to certain songs? Even as a baby.
You know, I don't remember going back that far.
Oh,
I remember my son being in the back seat and playing a little harmonica.
Oh, cute. Even then, huh?
Oh, Christy, I would sing a part of a song. I would do the I've Been Working on the Railroad. And you know how that goes into Someone's in the Kitchen with Dinah and Dinah.
Yeah, he'd just start.
He would mimic that on his little tiny harmonica. He was like 3 or 4.
Oh my goodness.
And I knew right then he had some music in him.
Yeah.
And then when he was around 9 or so, he started trying to play the Charlie Brown tune on the piano, which is like the hardest song ever.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And that's when I said to him, I said, that's it. You're taking piano lessons. And he took 10 years of that.
And
10
he
years
still
of,
loves music.
Oh, he's recorded 3 albums already of his own original music. And you saw the video of him playing with my band. He was holding back, and he was still really good.
It's interesting. There's just certain things that are in you from your parents, right? Music with you and Adam.
Yeah.
Sports with Nate and Jason.
Yeah.
It didn't come from me.
Yeah.
or maybe it did.
Yeah, who knows? But I mean, it's...
But yeah, it's just interesting that there's just something that's in them.
I sort of feel that... here's the weird little story. I'm sure I've told you this. The night that my son was born, my uncle died.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle was a musician. He used to play at all of our Christmas gatherings. We bought him an organ, as a matter of fact. The cousins, we all chipped in, and his son and daughter, we all chipped in and bought him a beautiful organ because he was such a great musician and would play every Christmas.
Aww.
And the night Adam was born, my uncle died. And when Adam was coming out of my wife, I was in the room, and I'm seeing him coming out. And I said, oh, my God, he looks like Uncle Sam. And I didn't know that Uncle Sam was, I don't know if he had passed at that point or was, and I was like, my God, he looks just like Uncle Sam. And it turns out he's this incredible musician, and so was Uncle Sam. So it's kind of weird.
Neat.
So there's music, and my daughter has a lovely voice. If you've ever heard my daughter sing, she has a lovely voice.
And she's so artistic, too.
Oh, man, is she ever. So,
Just must be in the family.
And something.
Got all the genes.
And I'm still working on paintings.
I saw that yesterday.
Yeah. And it's getting there. It's really still rough, and it's funny because Una, a friend of mine, and... Not just on Facebook, but a friend said, "Stop! This is it. You're done." But it's nowhere near done.
Right?
It's nowhere near done.
You can't let that one go.
No,
I saw that yesterday when I was browsing Facebook because I had some time and thought of you, Tony.
You had nothing to do.
I had nothing to do.
That.
Jason took Nate to the modified practice and to the other practice, and I was doing nothing. And we had leftovers. Leftover Chinese food is the best, by the way, for dinner. And I was sitting around doing nothing, looking at Facebook going, ha, look at Tony paint. I was just browsing at Facebook, enjoying my life, watching my reality shows. And it was a great night.
It's nice to have nothing to do sometimes.
It was fabulous. Yeah. And it's been about a year that I've done
nothing. I know. Well, and you're in that part of life right now where that's going to be happening. So I'm in the part of life where I got a lot of time.
Yeah, which is nice.
It is. It's real nice.
It was nice yesterday.
I'm going to do some more painting today, as a matter of fact, after I do my yard work.
I'm trying to see if I can get Jason to do both practices again.
There you go.
And that would be fun.
Sit back and relax.
Oh, and Nate goes to the orthodontist on Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
We'll see what they say.
Uh-oh.
He finally lost all his baby teeth.
Did he really? Wow, okay. It took a while.
Yeah, he's 12.
Yeah, I know. I forget how long it takes.
But it did take a while, I feel like, for him, because he had to wait.
Yeah. So, braces coming up, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, no. I'm not looking forward to that. But,
I know.
But every
year
we go, and they're like, not yet. And then now it's down to every 6 months. Yeah. Not yet. I think he lost his last one a few months ago. And
all
I think
right,
be like, now is the time.
Well, I wish I had gotten them because I don't.
So do
my
I.
My bottom
didn't
teeth are a mess, and I really never did anything about it.
Well, my parents just didn't do it.
Yeah, my parents didn't either. I mean, we didn't have money for that back then.
Well, no, my parents and Jason's parents. This is interesting. They both got it for the older siblings, but when it came to us, they were like, "Ah, it wasn't worth it."
No, none of my brothers got it either.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay. No. Well, at least you don't have that holding over, you know, their heads.
Yeah. So no, I wish I had. I would do something about it now, but it would take too long.
Yeah, I know. I thought about it too.
Because
mine were pretty straight until my wisdom teeth came in. Yeah. And that's when my dad was like, "Your teeth are fine." Yeah. I'm like, "Yeah, the dentist didn't say that."
Where did you get your dental license from,
sir? Exactly. So Jason and I said, by no means are we not letting this kid get braces.
Right.
So.
And you see my wife smile. God, she's
gorgeous.
Smile.
Did she have braces too?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the pictures of her as a kid with braces. Oh, my gosh, so cute. I tell you, it's the prettiest smile money can buy.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, my niece finally got hers off. She had them on way too long.
Oh, wow. 15 years old now? 16?
Yeah, she's 15.
When is she turning 16?
Not for another year.
Oh, okay.
She just turned 15.
Okay. All right.
And she cannot stop smiling.
Good.
Like, the smile is back because for a while, you have the braces on so long, after a while, you just stop kind of, you just smirk. Right?
Is that what happened to you?
She's just gorgeous. No, I didn't have braces.
I know.
Mine's just
need them.
In me.
It's just a natural smirk. Resting Christie face.
Yes.
All right. Warm1013.com. Share it with your friends. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.